Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Karen Elizabeth of KarenElizabeth.com, and I've been doing some reflecting today, and I want to come to you with the with this concept of belief. I'm standing here at my window. I'm looking outside, and I'm surrounded in my yard by large trees. There's a house, maybe 200-300 feet in the distance. That's my neighbor's. And I'm overlooking my deck, and the sun is shining. It's winter, so of course the sun is low in the horizon. But as I'm looking out this window, and I was reflecting, and I wrote some very deep and personal reflections this morning when I awoke. I want to share a concept and an understanding about the word confidence. Confidence is something that many start with in life and then lose and then need to find their way back to confidence. And trauma or different difficulties occur in life, and that gives us an opportunity to exercise confidence. And sometimes we're lost along the way. I know I had been. I was kind of on this road, and I didn't really know exactly where I was. But what I came to find out in being in that lost place, and just upon reflection today, I came back to the truth, that I had learned. Some of these things you learn in the Bible, some you learn in life, some you learn just by experience, like by life. And just upon reflection, something lit upon me, and I know that it's been an accumulation of my belief and my seeking along the way. I believe in the seek and you shall find concept. I know that it's true, and I have many reasons why I know these things are true now. But the main reason is because there are laws in the universe that are set up. Now, I had believed that what the Bible talks about, like God is your father and the father, and if you had a good relationship with your dad, then you'll have a good relationship with God, and if you don't, then you're going to probably not trust God and blah, 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 okay? But I challenge that right now, because I actually discovered that there are laws in the universe set up that supersede all whether you're going to trust something or not. An example is the law of gravity. Whether you trust the law of gravity or not, and I emphasize the word trust, whether you put your confidence in gravity or not, the law is the law. It just is. Okay? And what I came to find out, what I realized today, that you're going to either put your confidence in things or not, and I have chosen, and I have seen, and I see now, that the highest law in our universe, the highest law is the law of belief. There's an expression, believe, conceive, and you shall receive or achieve. That's a principle that we're taught in the Bible, but people teach it in other cultures as well. Belief is the highest law. And the belief says that if you believe, you can receive. Now, if we decide to violate that law, what we have done is we have dishonored, disrespected the very laws of the universe, one of the laws of the universe. Now, does that make the law untrue? No. The law is always going to be the same. Thank God. Laws are laws for our satisfaction. So do I need to concern myself with trusting that law? No. You either believe it or you don't. So I have chosen. And I think we, as a people, you listening to this, you also can just make a decision to choose to honor and obey and respect the laws of this universe, the laws that we say God has set up. Belief being the highest achievement, the highest law. To believe and to come to this place of confidence in the laws of the universe supersedes anything else that you will ever think of in your life. Now, granted, this is my high place right now, and I'm on a hill, and there may be, and I'm sure there are, others who have taken the next hill, and they're at a different place, even in a higher place than this. But I'm calling all of those who have been in a forest, the forest of fear, the forest of do I trust, do I not trust, and I'm calling you forth to climb up out of that and to just look towards the mountain of the laws of the universe that says believe and you shall receive. And take that mountain because it's yours. It is not a matter of trusting. It is a matter of knowing that the law exists and choosing to put your confidence in it. You're not trusting in it, okay? You don't have to trust here. This is not trust. Trust indicates that there could be, the law could be violated. The law could not be a law, that it's just fake, or you know, that it's like a man, that a man could, you know, go either way. You could trust him one day, maybe not the next. No, this isn't about man. This supersedes the lowest level of men and women who know very little about the truth of the laws of the universe. They are trustworthy because they're laws. And therefore, this law that says believe and you shall receive, this law supersedes any other law. So I encourage you today, I challenge you today to cut off whether you're going to trust this law. You don't need to trust a law. A law is. You just have to have confidence in it and believe in it. And this law is. Believe, and you shall receive. Whatever you conceive and believe, you can achieve. So I leave this with you today, and I challenge you to tell me if I'm wrong. I want to just express to you that I had this attitude like, well, I really didn't know whether I could trust my own dad, so I'm not sure, God, if I can trust you. Oh my gosh, what did I do? I violated the law. I disobeyed the law. The law says believe and it's yours. Why would I not trust that? Why would we not trust the laws that have been set up on our behalf for our good? These laws have been given to us to live, where possibly, creatively, it's unlimited what we can achieve, what we can do in our life as we, okay, receive the truth of that the laws are set up on our behalf. We don't need to concern ourselves whether they are going to be there tomorrow. The sun comes up every day, right? That's a law. The law of gravity always works. And these laws of the universe set up for us about belief are set up forever. They shall always work. It shall always work because it is a law.